Game one of a doubleheader between the Indians and Tigers. Mikey Mahtook struts the plate in the second in hopes of a base hit, but Bradley Zimmer has other ideas.
The 1-0, swinging line drive, slicing into center field, coming over. Zimmer dives, and he makes the catch! What a play by the rookie. Bradley Zimmer just showed why the Indians love him.
Tomlin's 3-1. Driven deep to left field, way back, and we are tied. J.D. Martinez. That ball driven in the gap in left center field. And that one is gone. A line drive home run for Miguel Cabrera. Back-to-back homers. The Tigers have their first lead of the day.
The 3-2, and swinging a fly ball right field. This one's deep. This one's treble, and this ball is gone. A home run. A tie game 4-4. The 1-1. Line drive, right center field. On the run, Chisenhall. He won't be able to get there. One hop off the wall, ricochets towards center field. RBI triple. And the Tigers take the lead 5-4 here in the seventh.
Tigers would take this one 7-4. After dropping 8 straight, the Tigers have won 4 of their last 5. Brad Ausmus certainly has to be happy about that. Here's what he had to say after game one of the doubleheader against the Indians.
Well, Sanchi pitched outstanding again. That's really three good starts in a row out of him, and the last two were extremely good. So that's encouraging. I like the way after the Indians tied it that we fought back and scored 3. So those are the two big things that stand out for me.
What's been the biggest difference with Sanchez? I saw a statistic where he threw 6 curveballs all of last year at 75 miles per hour or less. This year, in this game, I think he threw as many. What's the key to that?
Well, I think the biggest thing is he's commanding his fastball on both sides of the plate and up in the zone where he can be effective. But he is mixing it up. He's using his curveball. He's using his changeup quite a bit. Changeup's really been his go-to off-speed pitch. But it's been the command of the fastball and attacking the hitters with the fastball.
What do these 3 wins do for him back up here since that stint in Toledo?
I think it just builds momentum. The confidence continues to roll. I think he's starting to realize that he can pitch here again, and hopefully he continues to do the same.
Strange that baseball is 4 wins all of last year against Cleveland, already 5 this year. I don't know if there's a key to anything, but what has your team done differently, do you think, this year against Cleveland so far?
Well, so far we just scored more runs. I said last year I thought it was a little bit of an anomaly that they beat up on us so bad. They had a very good team, but that was a little bit of a large spread even in the game of baseball for sure. Right now we've played pretty well against them. We've been able to score runs, and we got another game in a few hours, and hopefully we can do it again.
Nicholas Castellanos goes 3-for-4 with an RBI and a run as the Tigers take game one of the doubleheader 7-4. Here's Castellanos on the game.
You know, the first couple of months during the season, it's obvious that we haven't had great luck, but, you know, it's starting to turn around and stuff's starting to fall, and good stuff happens.
What's the difference in your approach? 19 multi-hit games, you now lead the American League in triples with 5. Is there a difference in Nicholas Castellanos' approach?
No. Get a good pitch and swing hard. That's it. When I start thinking and changing is when I start struggling.
You had the game-winning RBI triple there for this team today. You had told me the other day that breaking balls, you're taking a left. Fastballs, a lot of time, you're going the opposite way. Are you looking for a certain pitch each time up, or are you just going up there getting your hacks in?
Getting my hacks in. Looking for a good one. I wish there was more complicated answer I can give you, but that's really it.
How about the encouraging sign of Anibal Sanchez? Another quality start for him. What does that do for this team, do you think?
Probably just reassurance that, you know, Anibal Sanchez is just remembering who he is, really, and going out and competing and giving us a chance to win.
Difficult on back-to-back games like this, 2 games in as many days. What's the key for you and your teammates now to get rehydrated?
Go in and do nothing.
Right.
Go in and do absolutely nothing for 3 hours.
Josh Tomlin goes 4 2/3, 4 runs on 8 hits with 3 strikeouts. Anibal Sanchez goes 6 1/3, 3 runs on 4 hits while striking out 5. Both end up with a no decision.